107.7 Today FM. My name is Kate, and I have Jake and his mother here with me today to talk about Jake's final lemonade stand happening this weekend.
Hi.
Hi. So, Jake, tell me about your lemonade stand.
There's four different flavors. I think we're going to do a fifth one this time. And we're going to have a vote.
Awesome. We are going to have a flavor poll on our Facebook page, 107.7 Today FM Stratford. So if you want to vote for Jake's flavors at his lemonade stand, you can do that with us. So tell me, what flavors are you thinking for this lemonade stand?
So I think we're going to for sure do original lemon lime and then peach sweet tea and strawberry.
Sounds delicious. The last time I was at your lemonade stand, I tried all of those flavors and they were fantastic. Will there be other items for sale or just lemonade?
We'll probably have cookies and some like little candy cups.
Awesome. And those are homemade cookies?
Yes.
Do you help make the cookies?
Yes.
Awesome.
My mom does a hot part because I don't want to get burned.
Good. Safety is important. So tell everybody about why you do these lemonade stands, what you're raising money for.
So I'm raising it for the Arthritis Walk in September, the Cassie and Friends Walk.
The Cassie and Friends Walk for Juvenile Arthritis. When is that happening?
September 25th at 10 a.m. in London.
Oh, okay. So September 25th, 10 a.m. in London.
Yeah. Sunday, September 25th, 2022, 10 a.m. At Gibbons Park.
September 25th, 10 a.m. at Gibbons Park in London.
Yes.
And Jake, over the summer, your lemonade stand got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a bit about that.
So I got lots of money from it. That's how the whole arthritis thing started. And then the Cassie and Friends decided to make me a junior ambassador.
That is so exciting. A junior ambassador for Cassie and Friends. Officially.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so awesome. So Mom can tell us a little bit more about Cassie and Friends.
So Cassie and Friends was started back in 2007 by a dad who had his daughter Cassie diagnosed with juvenile arthritis. And the four main principles of Cassie and Friends, which we are raising the money for, are awareness, education, connection, and support for families dealing with juvenile arthritis in Canada. About 1 in 1,000 kids have juvenile arthritis in Canada. That means about 24,000 children before the age of 17 deal with juvenile arthritis. So all of these, the information, research, and support is so important when you have a child recently diagnosed with juvenile arthritis to get information from reputable resources and families going through something the same as your family is experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in today. We'll see you 2 to 4 on Lloyd Court and Foreman Avenue this Saturday, September 17th.